Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last week we talked about how the sky isn't falling. It's just one game. And I know you talked about, you know, kind of riding the ship. I'm just wondering from your standpoint, just the general mood after this game and why it felt like it took so long to get in a rhythm and maybe both sides of the ball.
Well, you know, I think the mood after the game is what you'd expect it to be after a loss. That's a good football team. Give the Chiefs credit. I don't think when you look at our quality of play, I thought there were moments where we played up to our standard, and there were certainly enough moments where we didn't. And that's what we have to be truthful with when we look at the film. We didn't get off to a good start offensively. Three and out, missed a couple there. I think we had a drop and some missed throws. So we got to get off to a better start. That's 2 weeks in a row, I think affected our rhythm offensively. I would say in the first half. Listen, this is an explosive offense we went against. So you got to pick your poison a little bit. And I know the numbers statistically aren't good, you know, when we look at our defense against our offense, but you got to pick your poison here in terms of how you want to go about attacking them there.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Coach, just with respect to the run D, you know, I know getting off blocks was something some of your players talked about doing a better job of, you know, with each successive week. I know you got to check the film to get a handle on that, but just in terms of making plays at the line of scrimmage, not letting them get to the second level, Edwards-Helaire in particular, even after initial contact, did you kind of sense that it just seemed tough to get him down on initial contact there tonight?
Yeah, he's got good contact balance. He's a good back. We knew he was a good back. Coming out of the draft, we did our due diligence on him. And, look, at the end of the day, I thought we were in the game towards the end there. And we get one stop on defense where he got out and scrambled on two separate occasions. We got to do a better job there. And, we get a chance to go down and maybe it's a different game against a good football team. The bigger picture is, we've got some things that we really have to continue to work to get corrected, and fundamentals, play more physical at the line of scrimmage is a must.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, late in the game there, you guys kicked the extra point on the Cole Beasley touchdown. Did you think at all about maybe going for two in that situation?
Well, we always talk about, one versus two in those situations, in all situations, to be honest with you. So those are discussions that happen all the time.
Do you feel like, had you maybe made that move, would it change the game at all? To go for two, if you would have made it?
No. I mean, listen, you can sit here and play crystal ball, and I'm not going to do that. We did what we did, and we were in the game, and we felt like it was the right decision at that time.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it just seems, of course, very uncharacteristic for a team of yours to have what we saw as the frustration was building up, it seemed, on defense with Tre'Davious and Jordan, two leader and guys who seem to be fully bought into your concept of not having those kinds of penalties and that lack of discipline. What's your thought about that, and how do you intend to address that?
Yeah, Vic, to be honest with you, I had a hard time seeing Tredavious's. I know it was on their sideline. So I had a hard time with players in between arts, the field and them over there. So I couldn't get a good line of vision on Tredavious's on Jordan's. There's no room for that. Well out of bounds. That's not how we play. That's not what we teach. We're more disciplined than that. And so we got to be better than that.
And in terms of the run defense, and you mentioned more physical at line, you're a coach who obviously you coach everything, but the defense, and you mentioned about not having a lot of sleep after what happened in the last Tuesday night game. What's your overall sense of kind of where your defense is after a couple of games like this?
Well, Vic, again, I think you got to look at this is an explosive offense, right? Mainly through the air. So you got to pick your poison here. What you're trying to take away, and then on the other end, you're going to give a little bit, right? And so I'm not saying that we liked what we gave up in the run game. That said, towards the end of the game, we were in the game, as opposed to some people that are getting blown out because the ball is flying over their head in the pass game with Mahomes and Hill and 17 and whatnot, and Kelsey. So you got to pick your spots against an explosive offense. And obviously, we weren't good enough in the run game. Wish we were better. And that's where fundamentals come in. And so it's a good offense. I thought we were in good shape here on that 3rd and 12, and the quarterback breaks contain. And we didn't play smart in that situation. And we got to do a better job of playing better team defense in that situation. We're off the field, 3rd and 12. You like our chances, and it's 23, I think 17 at that point. So, there's a certain way you got to play against this offense, and so we live and learn. This is the first time we've gone up against them, against this quarterback, against this offense, and so we watch the film, we learn from it, and then we correct the things we need to get corrected, and that's more of what I'm concerned about, Vic, is there's some boulders, that we got to get corrected here.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, I guess kind of going off that, is it any more of a concern that these past two losses have come against probably the best teams, if not the best teams in the conference?
Well, we want to be, This is where we want to be in terms of in these type of games against good teams. Call them big games if you want. I think just the competition out there is elite. This is high standard, high quality football, good players, good systems. That's where we want to be. And we've come up short in these two games. And so we go back to the drawing board and continue to work hard to continue to get to know our team and examine where we're not where we need to be. We're not executing the way we need to execute, or we're not fundamentally where we need to be fundamentally. And that's what we have to do, is to continue to develop our football team so we're playing well at critical points in the season here.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Sure.
Yes, good evening, Sean. Coach McDermott, George Radney, Challenger Community News. Was there any consideration to putting 9 in the box, just trying to shut down that run, just going with an all-out gamble to try and shut them down and force Mahomes to win it with his arm, maybe with the wet football, things may have, who knows, maybe take your chances through the air?
Yeah, we talk about a lot of that, sir. At the end of the day, people have tried to stop putting 9 in the box against this team. It hasn't really worked out, to be honest with you. You watch the film, you see those teams that have tried to do that, and it's 40 points. I thought we had a chance to win the game close in the fourth quarter, which is what you want, going against that type of offense. And obviously we didn't get it done.
Great. Any concerns? You have the Jets next week, but you have to work on that run defense of stopping that running game.
Yeah, we got a lot. We have a lot to work on. That would be one of them for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Coach, this is Jason Wolf with the Buffalo News. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Two quick questions for you. First, what went into the decision to make Trent Murphy and Harrison Phillips inactive today?
Yeah, those two are good players. Just want to take a look at some other guys who have practiced well and just see if we could change things up a little bit. So Those guys, you know, we may come right back to those guys next week. You know, we'll see what the week holds here for us.
They were healthy though, right?
Correct.
Okay. And also, 4-2, you're still in first place in the AFC East. Your next two games are against division rivals. Do you need to impress that upon your players, or how do you get the guys to just sort of reset at this point and look at the goals that are still right in front of you?
Yeah, that's good perspective. Yeah, we always try and, I mean, right after the game isn't always the best time for perspective, especially, you know, after, you know, last week and now this week, two good opponents, I know, but, you know, the minute losing gets easy is that's not a good, that's not a good deal, you know? So, you know, we take it hard. There's no moral victories. And we've got to really look at our football team and say, and be truthful with ourselves and say, what do we have to get corrected and have those conversations. And then, you know, if we do that, our team will move forward as we continue to grow through the season and we'll peak at the right time. You know, at this point that remains to be seen.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.